About 100 motorcyclists crowd the road leading to the hotel convention center where the Tea Party rally is happening. They're waiting to cheer on Donald Trump. He's expected to drive by any minute on his way to make a speech there.
Trump, you know, banners and everything, flags, the whole deal. Crazy blonde lady with a Trump sign, you know, yelling in every direction.
Alan Flores is a member of the motorcycle club Knights Templar. They take their name from a secretive sect of holy warriors who fought in the Crusades. These days, they tell me they're still defending Christianity, but instead of shining armor, these knights have leather jackets, sleeve tattoos, and lots of Trump signs.
For you, why Trump?
The way everybody's so politically correct these days and apologizing to everybody, you know, apologizing just to apologize. People call him brash or arrogant, and an arrogant American is how we got to be what we are today, and we're losing that a little bit at a time.
As we're talking, the police ask the bikers to move farther down the road because they're blocking traffic. And I want to go with them.
Okay, now my ride just took off. Is there anybody here I can hitch with?
Yeah, I mean, you can ride with me if you need to.
So I hop on Alan's bike. It's a 2014 Victory Cross Country, all white, polished, curves. From the front, it kind of looks like a stormtrooper's helmet on wheels.
What do I do?
You put your feet on the pegs and don't fly off.
Okay. Best part of my day.
Alan put out the call on Facebook to get his motorcycle buddies to show up today. He's inviting, easy to talk to, and doesn't mind pulling into a Trump rally with a public radio reporter on the back of his bike.
And have you been involved in like other political events like this?
Not one. This is it. You know, in the last 2 weeks, this is everything that we've ever done politically.
Alan's a big guy, over 6 feet tall, broad, former military. He's wearing wraparound sunglasses and has a wiry bristle of a beard that hangs off his chin. I feel guilty that I've trained myself to avoid guys that look like Alan, like avoiding bright colors in nature. Part of the reason is something that happened to me a few weeks ago. I was eating at a roadside place and there was a group of bikers there. And when I left to get on my bicycle, one of them followed me outside. He said, "Hey, ISIS," and told me if he was riding next to me, he'd kick me off the road. Then he said he was just messing with me and made me shake his hand. A classic bully move. So I'm reluctant to ask this group my next question about Trump.
And what about some of the like more controversial things that like he's banned Muslims, a temporary ban on Muslims?
I agree with that 100%. Banning Muslims, I mean...
Anthony Leggio is a New York-born biker who now owns a small business in South Carolina.
He's not banning everybody. He's just stopping it until he gets a grip of what's going on. I'm not saying all Muslims are bad. There's a lot of Muslims that are wonderful people. We just have to figure out who's who.
Another biker named AT from Myrtle Beach agrees.
And there's always going to be people that hate us. I understand that, but listen, we're not over there trying to chop people's heads off. We don't want that going on here either. So for that, we need a strong man who's going to take care of all that.
I talked to another strong man who looks and sounds like a professional wrestler.
How you doing, my man?
And got the question I'd been asked a lot on this trip.
Where are you from, sir?
It's kind of hard to hear over all the engine noise.
Oakland, I grew up in Wisconsin.
So he asked me where I'm from, and I start where I live now, in Oakland, California. Then go back to where I was born, Wisconsin. But I know where this question's going.
What is your nationality?
No, I'm Sri Lankan.
What is that?
My family is Sri Lankan, which is a small island nation in the Indian Ocean. So he latches on to India.
Oh, India, we're cool with India.
He says, we're cool with India, which is a nation of mostly Hindus, as long as it's not Pakistan.
I know India don't like Pakistan. We're cool with the Hindus.
Here's Donald right now. Donald Trump is pulling in. Hi, guys! Woo! Donald Trump!
The coordinator of Air Force campaign says she's Now you're going to stop when he leaves. If we park the bikes on that pavement, I'm going to go to Damon's for a half hour.
Yeah.
And then I'm coming back.
Yeah, you buy it?
Because I want to speak to Donald Trump.
Hell yeah.
Let's all go to Damon's.
Let's go.
They don't want to spend the $79 to get inside the Tea Party convention. So they hope to catch Trump on his way out. In the meantime, they peel off to go to Damon's, a nearby bar. I part ways with the bikers and head into the convention hall just as Trump is taking the stage. This was a couple days before Sarah Palin threw her Tea Party support behind Trump. And some people in the crowd don't like it when he takes aim at the other GOP frontrunner, Ted Cruz. But they're on board when he repeats the same concerns I heard from the bikers.
I turn on the television today. What do I see? Islamic, right? Right? Radical Islamic terrorism. That's what I see. We can't just do this. We gotta make sure the Syrian, the migration. We don't know where these people come from.
He raises the same question I'd heard earlier. Where do you come from?
This could be the ultimate Trojan horse. But we have no idea where they come from. So we have to be smart, we have to be tough, we have to be vigilant, and we can do it. And we can make America greater than ever before. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, everybody.
Trump supporters stream out of the conference room and into the hall, and they carry his message with them, kind of like when you leave a concert and your favorite song of the night gets stuck in your head.
He's the only one that put it all away. Nobody else dared to say no more Muslims until things get taken care of. And you know that
right
he didn't
statement.
Mean it for the bad.
And there was
you
no
know
other
he didn't
way
mean
it
to offend anyone.
Nope.
He just wants to say this is the way we need
no
to
other,
do it.
No
That's when I hear an unlikely voice. A black woman in her 30s wearing a Guns N' Roses t-shirt speaking to two older white ladies. She's criticizing Black Lives Matter for attacking the GOP.
Anger and all that negative is coming from Black Lives. But there are problems. There is still racism. But since we're ignoring the problems, it's getting bigger and it's going to tear us apart. So let's talk about it.
That's Anita Moncrief. She's an ex-liberal, and the us she's talking about is the conservative movement. She tells me she isn't a Trump supporter, but she'll vote for him if he gets the nomination. A group called the Black Conservatives Fund pays for her to go to right-wing events like this one. She's often the only black person in the room and has conversations about race with people who hate political correctness.
You're never going to be able to have real relationships until you can have real conversations. So that means talking about things. So I create safe spaces and I let people ask me stuff. I've had people want to touch my hair. I have had people ask me questions about blacks and how they feel about things. But it's okay because there's no judgment there, because there's a level of curiosity and a fear of being labeled something they aren't.
It's lonely work, but Anita can picture a more inclusive and more diverse Republican Party.
I mean, I don't care if you're wearing a do-rag or a business suit. There's a place for you in the Republican Party, but it's not only getting blacks and other people of color to realize it, but it's getting the party to accept that we're not going to change.
Do you think you're going to stay on this side for the foreseeable future?
I think that I will always be a conservative, but I have been leaning towards libertarianism. Yeah. I mean, they've got so many great ideas, and Rand Paul's hair, I just want to touch it. So I guess some people would tell me I was being culturally insensitive. It's like, if I get close enough and I go, can I touch your hair? I just imagine him saying yes.